The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
For those who might not know, the word kama or karma, sometimes that's the Sanskrit version, means intentional actions that set in motion some kind of karmic fruit, some kind of consequence. And in terms of our study this course, we can practice keeping in mind that how the mind, how the heart relates to sense experience, how the mind regards sensuality is a karmic act. It creates kama or karma in the sense of it sets something in motion. So if we relate to sense experience with this sense of dependency, my happiness is dependent on nice weather, dependent on people respecting me, liking me, dependent on being physically healthy, having suitable food, then the dependence, that intentional action of being dependent, wanting, needing, being afraid of, not having, set something in motion. What is that? Suffering. Things get tight. The heart becomes anxious and afraid, greedy. And then it's more likely that we'll act in the world in ways that also create karma or karmic fruits. We'll steal or manipulate or be stingy in different ways, close down in different ways, manipulate in different ways. So as we settle now to some time for meditation, willing to be intimate with the physicality of the body sitting, we have this laboratory, this moment's experience of embodiment. And we can be experimenting about how to relate to the body, how to be in the body, aware of sensation, without setting in motion tension, without causing tension or setting in motion tension, without setting in motion any unpleasant or negative reverberation. So given that we do have this sensitive body, this sensitive heart, this conditioned mind, how is it possible to be sitting here without setting in motion any suffering whatsoever, any stress, any heaviness of heart? And even wondering, is it possible to set in motion something beautiful? The beautiful qualities of gratitude and appreciation that we reflected on last week. The beautiful quality of contentedness, of compassion, forgiveness, patience. There are many beautiful, stable states of mind. And the question is, what are the supporting causes now to set one of those beautiful states in motion, to cultivate it, to set it free, to express itself, to manifest. So in our sit tonight, we're likely to do a little bit of both. So when we're here, relating to sensuality, relating to the experience of embodiment and the conditioned mind, when we're relating to all of this in a skillful way, then notice how we're setting in motion the release of suffering and other happy states. And in other moments, notice how we're setting in motion negative states, unwholesome states, contracted states, states that are unpleasant, hard to bear. So this is our very own laboratory of sensuality. And we can learn moment by moment how we can relate to the sensuality of this present moment, this sensitive body, seeing, hearing, sensing the sensations of the body, the activity of the conditioned mind, how to relate to all of this in either skillful or unskillful ways, and to learn our lessons, how to be in the sensual world without setting in motion suffering. So let's have some silence and be sincere investigators, explorers of this territory of sensuality. Keep it simple. The world of sensuality just means that the heart is sensitive to this sensual world of hearing and seeing and touching, smelling and tasting, and the movement of emotion, sensation, energies. And explore a skillful way of being in this world, being here right in the middle of this world. And really appreciating when at moments it feels unbearable or hard to bear at least. And when in other moments, no problem whatsoever. And see if you can discern what it is that makes some moments quite problematic, heavy, hard to bear. And what makes other moments quite free, unburdened, no problem. Be willing to begin again and again. So if you do, when the mind does get swept away into thought, then when you notice that, notice that as a consequence of having been swept away by the sensual world, attached, or maybe indifferent, and so because one's bored, one goes to thought, or fear or anxiety might trigger the thinking, and then feel the reverberation, any tension, any delight that might be associated with the thought. And resolve again to be right in the middle, aware of the sensitivity to this sensual world of touch, sensation, energies, thought, sound, sight. Being intimate in order to learn. Skillful, unskillful ways of being present with right in the middle of the sensual world. No matter what anybody else has said to us, no matter what we've studied, now we practice directly, learning directly. What is a skillful way to show up, to be here, right in the middle? What is a skillful way? Noticing honestly those moments when being aware of the sensual world is delightful, enlivening, pleasant. Honestly noticing moments when it feels oppressive, if that's one's experience. Not in control. Wanting things to be different. As if these were our very first moments here in this sensual world, and we're just getting our bearings about what is a skillful way to relate, what is a skillful way to be here. With the sensitive body, the sensitive mind. There's a lot to learn. Really don't need a more substantial technique than this willingness to come right in the middle, realizing that the sensitive mind or the sensitive heart has been born, is being born right here in this sensual world. The heart, the mind is sensitive, is feeling. And then the question is how to relate to this. How is it that suffering gets set in motion? Things get tight, unbearable, oppressive. And how it is that everything can lighten up and be free and okay. The release of all problems. So in a way, moment by moment, we're learning either by making mistakes and things get tight, or relating, practicing skillfully, and things become light and free. And the important thing is when things get tight, to be curious about how else the mind might be able to be in the moment, how else the mind might be able to relate or understand in the moment, so as not to set that tightness in motion. In other words, getting tight about being tight is not the way. Not liking ourselves because we're tight, blaming somebody. All of these we learn clearly is not the way. It just makes things worse. So the curiosity remains. I wonder what the way is. Let me just experiment. Is there a way of being intimate with sense experience, but the mind at the same time not dependent, not orienting around the sense experiences that are coming and going? Right there, intimate, but not dependent, independent instead.